Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 307 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 1st is spend 5 minutes visualizing how you want your life to look. Write down your vision for your life. Describe where you want to be, what you want to do, and most importantly, who you want to become. As a bonus, ask three people who you completely trust the following question. If you were writing a story about my life based on what you see as my greatest potential, what would happen in the story from now until my death? Write down their responses. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. As we begin a new calendar year and a new rotation looking at our 12 fundamentals of success, we begin with our first fundamental, the inside mindset fundamental of having a vision. And as we have discussed before on the podcast, but just to review and for any of our new listeners just joining us, we have two aspects of our vision. The secondary vision of what we would like to do, most often this means the work that we want to do, where we want to be, and when we want things to happen. Meanwhile, our primary vision includes who we want to be. This means the type of person we want to be and how we live our life through our words and our actions. As a reminder, we don't always control the aspects of our secondary vision, the what, where, and when. However, these aspects of our vision are useful as they push us towards taking action. Meanwhile, our primary vision of who we want to be, the beliefs we hold in our hearts and the character we exhibit, is completely within our control. And through the action we take to pursue our dreams and chase down the aspects of our secondary vision, we experience the opportunity to develop into the person we want to be. In his book, The Art of Work, Jeff Goins says we need to imagine our death. This is an exercise that others have suggested as well, including Stephen Covey's eulogy exercise, which asks us to imagine what we would like other people to say about us in the eulogy at our own funeral. And Jeff Goins gives us two great questions to ask ourselves when we imagine our death. Number one is, what will we regret not doing? And number two is, what will we fear losing? The first question of what will we regret not doing centers on the secondary aspect of our vision, what we would like to do, the type of work that we would like to contribute to the world. And this is important because it helps us address one of the overarching questions in the Write Your Own Story system as we use the 12 fundamentals of success to experience soul success. And that overarching question is, how can I make a difference in the world? We all want to know the actions we took and the work we did were valuable to the human race. The second question of what will we fear losing hits home with our primary aspect of our vision of who we want to be. Because I am willing to wager a very large amount of money that when we get to our deathbed, the things that we will fear most losing are not the material possessions or external achievements of our life. Rather, they are the relationships and connections that we have formed or failed to nurture throughout our days on the earth. And this addresses the other overarching question of our Write Your Own Story system, and that is, what is the meaning of my life? Each of us has a unique purpose and mission in life that, as we pursue it, will help us experience the greatness that we were created for. But without a shadow of a doubt, that purpose is linked to the service of other human beings. Now let's look at the bonus to today's challenge. What is the purpose of asking other people what they see as our greatest potential from now until our death? First, we must make sure that we are asking people that we trust. Yes, we are writing our own story, but seeking the advice of others can often bring us to a new perspective. And really, that's what we're trying to do with the bonus to today's challenge. We're trying to understand that what we see for our lives, what we have planned, may not be the full picture. Asking people we trust about what they see as our greatest potential opens us up to the idea that the true version of our best, of all that we can be, may be far beyond our own imagination. And ultimately, the mindset we want to have in terms of having a vision is that we may have an idea of how we want our lives to look, but in the end, what we want to try for and hopefully achieve is the vision of being all we were created to be. You may be asking, how do I know all that I was created to be? I believe that deep within us, we know what we were created to be. However, it requires surrendering and stripping away everything that the world tries to pile on top of us and tells us what we need in order to be successful. And this is why writing our own story will hopefully lead to the soul success that we were created for and that we know deep within us. So how about you? Can you spend 5 minutes visualizing how you want your life to look? Can you write down your vision for your life? Can you describe where you want to be, what you want to do, and most importantly, who you want to become? As a bonus, can you ask 3 people who you completely trust the following question? If you were writing a story about my life based on what you see as my greatest potential, what would happen in the story from now until my death? And can you write down their responses? Having a vision is the starting point to writing our own story so we can experience soul success. And 2 of the key points we need to remember that while our secondary vision may be what gets us moving and taking action, it is ultimately our primary vision that we have control over and will be the most important to us when we get to the end of our life. And the second key point is that while we need to set our vision based on what we want our life to look like, we need to be open and aware to the idea that our version may not be our true potential and everything we were created to be. These key points can help us form a vision that will continually push us to strive for the best version of ourself. And that is the greatest gift we can give to the young people we work with in our classrooms and locker rooms. And it will allow us to increase our impact on those students and athletes when we improve by 1% and give them a better version of ourselves every day.